Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Howdy, news listeners. Welcome to your, we're a little late today, edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 23rd of April, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Alright, iOS users, it's our turn to see what little exploits have been going around for years in our devices. Yes, you heard that correctly, years. And Apple's just now getting around to saying, yeah, maybe we should fix those things. This vulnerability has been affecting over 500 million iPhones. And that vulnerability being a bug, which by the way also exists in iPads too, basically letting hackers get into your devices. Now, Apple has acknowledged this, saying, yeah, we're aware these things exist. All six of them, by the way. Yeah, there's six vulnerabilities. And it exists in Apple software for email. Who'da thunk it? Now, because Apple hasn't been aware of this vulnerability, this could have been going on for quite some time. And unfortunately, right now, we don't know how bad it could be. Time will tell. Let me guess, you're probably stuck at home right now wondering what to watch on Netflix next. Well, Netflix is pretty happy about that. That goes also for the additional 15 million subscribers that they just added, which makes sense. More people staying at home, more people streaming. Though they are saying, at least particularly to shareholders out there, wink, wink, the fun ain't gonna last. Probably meaning once this pandemic is starting to become over, which, you know, we gotta say, I hope it's sooner than later, Netflix probably won't be quite as popular as they currently are. Of course, they're not the only one that has also seen an uptick in streaming and new subscribers. Disney Plus has also earned quite a bit as well. And I'm sure HBO Max, yeah, the new one coming out next month, is hoping to do the same thing. And finally, Google Duo users out there, if you notice your call quality kind of, well, it sucks. I mean, so bad that actually when you Google blocky images, it actually comes up as a reference. Well, Google's aware of this and they're working on it, saying that the video calls are about to look a whole lot better. How will this happen? Well, there's a new codec technology they're going to be implementing soon. How soon? Next week soon. The codec, by the way, is called AV1, and it's actually the successor to VP9, and is supposed to produce a significantly higher data compression than prior standards, but have even better quality than we're currently seeing. Google says once this update is pushed out, all dual calls will use the AV1 technology, using even lower bandwidth but much higher quality video. Got a story no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, conveniently located at britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. Get yourself some fantastic web hosting today, too. We highly recommend them. Check them out now at tsohost.com. Give us a like over there on our Facebook page, too. We would really love you to. British Tech Network. Or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But we would love for you to come by our BTN community over at our Slack room. So come join the community now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up in the best technology news that will be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.